Hello and welcome to the first episode of So You Want to Be a Gamer. My name is Brant Armour and I will be guiding you through this beautiful yet painful world of online gaming. Online gaming, to me at least, is one of those things where the worst experience can ruin it for you, like clowns, roller coasters, and those types of things. According to a Britannica.com article, an online game is a game played over a computer network, normally via the internet. While nowadays there are consoles like Xbox, PlayStation that still utilize the same concept of online gaming, and with select games can play with other computers. So do you, the listener. While listening to the podcast, I want you to ask yourself and ponder the question, do you truly know who you're playing with when you log on to Call of Duty, Fortnite, World of Warcraft, etc.? According to a study done in July of 2020, 21% of the online video game players that submitted to the survey are under the age of 18. Being surpassed only by a whopping 64% of 18 to 54 year olds, which is pretty evenly cut in half. To me, that means you'll play with someone under 18 at least every 5 matches, which isn't very fun to play with very young kids, from my experience. Here's a funny story my uncle told me. So he was playing Call of Duty Warzone, and while he was playing, either he eliminated another player or a player on his team got eliminated or something like that, something along those lines. To my uncle, it sounded like a 5-year-old who had learned some choice words probably from other adults who play Call of Duty. If some of the listeners understand that. Before I'd been told that story, I'd known that there were people the age of my brother who's in kindergarten who plays online games. Like, my brother, he plays Fortnite, and he plays with me occasionally, but just to play around. And I just wouldn't think that a kid his age would even be allowed to play a game as bloody as Call of Duty is. And what's even more strange is that there are ratings and guidelines put in place that keeps people from playing games that are not age appropriate for them. So, there are many, many problems with online gaming, but there are solutions to most of those problems. And the solutions I'm providing is mainly for when you're playing with other players. So, solution one is if you're going to play an online game, you need to play with someone you know personally, outside of the game. A friend, a family member, someone who goes to your church, something like that. Solution 2. If you play an online game with random people, it is best to not use a mic, because the headphones are not needed if you play enough offline games. You kind of adjust yourself to ambient noises and stuff close to your character. And another reason for not using headphones, or at least headphones with a mic, is because you may say something that compromises your internet safety, like your social security number or your address or some of that. Solution 3 is to just play an offline game, because if you don't know who you're playing against, you stand a higher risk of compromising your safety, and with random people, anyone can sound like anyone. Congratulations if you made it this far. You've won a question. Next time you or your children play an online game, do you know who they're playing with or you're playing with?